Freedom is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The government is in trouble.
You're all a bunch of slaves. A bunch of slaves.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of media?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2015. This is Anti-Media Radio, and I am S.M. Gibson, as always. Are you sick of being lied to? Like, I'm really sick of it. Like, are you as tired of being lied to as I am? The corporate media just wants to shove all this garbage down your throat of division, 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 division. And we're just kind of supposed to accept that this is like the norm, that we're supposed to be divided as humans. Like, this is the way it's supposed to be. We have to think in things of Republican, Democrat, black, white. Everything has to be you're against me, Cobra versus G.I. Joe. That's basically what we're doing here. This isn't like a scripted cartoon from when we were kids. This is real life. We have to get over this division. It's absolutely ludicrous. Go ahead and run down the stats of the night real quick. As always, the American allies, Saudi Arabia has beheaded 78 people so far this year. Since January 1st, they beheaded 87 people last year, and they're already up to 78. It's May the 5th. Strictest gun laws in the country, Chicago, 130 homicides, 719 people shot. And the kind of what we've been dealing with for, wow, a long time now, the most important statistics of the night, 401 Americans have been killed by police officers so far in 2015. Let me repeat that. 401 people have been buried, laid to rest. Their families have had to grieve over them because of police officers. The flip stat is 40 cops have died in the line of duty. And I have to phrase it as such because they all weren't killed. We've got 10 heart attacks, 12 car accidents, two that just died from accidental gunfire. So what does that leave us? We're down to 18, 16? I mean, give me a break. Six have been killed by gunfire. Six cops have been killed by gunfire. We had the guy in New York over the weekend. Officer Brian Moore was shot in the head. That's an absolute tragedy. You know, I don't want to see anyone get killed, whether you're wearing a badge or you're not wearing a badge. And that's a tragedy. The thing that really disgusted me is they're sitting here on mainstream media tonight, and they're trying to say, well, this cop got killed. This cop got shot in the head. So that justifies basically these 401 killings that we've seen this year because one cop got killed, and that's horrible. I'm not saying that he should have got killed. No, he shouldn't have. But to suggest, well, this guy got killed, so you know, we're going to talk about Freddie Gray. Give me a break. Like, wake up to reality. And it's people like, I'll tell you this. If you ever have to go into a situation where you have to run your mouth for an hour straight without hesitation, go watch Sean Hannity. Because he will get you so fired up and make you so angry that you can just sit there and ramble and rant because he's a complete moron. We've got this up on the Facebook page right now, and here's a quote from Hannity from back in 2009. Here you are. You're a liberal. You probably define peace as the absence of conflict. I define peace as the ability to defend yourself and blow your enemies into smithereens. Yeah, pretty much. That's not right, Sean. I'm pretty sure the definition of peace is the absence of conflict. So that's not how liberals define it. That's how people with a brain define it. And people that are warmongering hypocrites define it as, I'm going to blow somebody in the smithereens. Shannon Madden, a wonderful producer, is here with us tonight. Shannon, how you doing?
Living the dream all day, every day. Wow. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight.
Yeah, Hannity got me riled up. I'm going to tell you, I mean, there's so much to talk about, but I really kind of want to give a retort to some of this ridiculous nonsense he was spewing. First off, and this isn't just Hannity, MSNBC does this, CNN does this, everybody does this. Because, as you know, here at the anti-media, we're not just sitting here saying, oh, Fox News is wrong and everybody else is right. No, they're all wrong. They're all lying to you. But he just has a special, special way of getting under my skin. Mm-hmm. And he's on television tonight, and he's saying that, well, cops aren't racist, and he starts spewing out all these facts. And we touched on this last week, but tonight he opened his show with all these facts to prove cops aren't racist.
The statistics.
Okay, and the statistics were from 2012, he said that 26% of the people killed by cops were black. 69% of them were white. Okay, so here's what you're missing, Sean. What you're missing is we have here today on May the 5th, 401 people killed by cops, and you're sitting here saying, it's okay, they're not racist, because only 26% of them killed were black. Get over it, Sean. Who cares if they're black, white, if they're Asian? Nobody cares. We're all part of the same race. There's people dying for no reason, you moron. Get over yourself. Oh, stop pointing the finger. Stop it. You're insane. And people that want to go down that road and want to point fingers and insinuate, well, this person did this, well, this person did this, that justifies what I'm doing. You're a moron. You're an idiot. Because you know what? There's people dying. Congratulations. You can pull up some stats about somebody with a different hue colored skin got killed. You're an idiot. There's still people dying. You're not touching on the fact that there's people dead lying in the ground right now. You don't even.
And you know, that was the whole crux of his argument. It was the fact that this many people had died against this many people had died.
Right.
He completely glossed over the fact
there's people dying.
All of these people died due to the hands of the police. And a vast majority of those were due to police brutality.
And here I am getting worked up and yelling. And this guy, he's like, the louder he gets, the more right he thinks he is. And, you know, sometimes I get impassioned here on the show, and you know, it kind of, you know, I'm sitting here getting loud, but I'm not, I don't have a guest on here, and I don't have somebody trying to make a point that's trying to reiterate some, like, genuine facts about a situation and try to bring these points up to him. But what he does, he just screams at him because he's the loudest, he wins. And he can just hit the, you know, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're not the car anymore.
They call that the dump button in communication.
Right. And another thing that he does, Fox News does, CNN does, MSNBC, they all do this phrase.
They all have a dump button.
Believe they
it.
Do that.
Believe it.
Well, they're all,
yeah,
okay.
Dumping.
Yeah, they are that. I think we're on the same page on that one. The rise of radical Islam. We've got the situation that happened in Garland, Texas. ISIS is in America. Be scared. ISIS wants to kill you because you have freedom, so give up your freedoms. ISIS is here, and they're talking about that. And he sits here and talks about how Obama won't talk about the rise of radicalism. And he brings on to Muslims talking to them. Well, take responsibility for what they did. Take responsibility for what they did. You know what? Not every black person you bring on the show, Sean, is going to speak for all black people. They're going to speak for themselves. I'm not going to speak for all white people. I'm going to speak for myself. Okay? Do I expect you to speak for all complete idiots out there? No, I don't. I expect you to speak for yourself. You just happen to be an idiot, Sean. I don't expect you to speak for all of them. I certainly don't expect you to speak for white people. If that's the case, then good grief, where are we at? You got to get over this thought of division. It's over, man. It's over. We're not divided anymore. We're awake. I'm awake. You're awake, Shannon. You out there listening, you're awake. You wouldn't be listening to us otherwise. You found an outlet to get away from these people. And I know I'm dragging you back in by getting worked up and riled up about it, but...
Well, because it's worth getting worked up and riled up about. But the problem is, though, is that when we're talking about anything that would divide all of us, the other 99%, the people that we talk to a week in and week out, five nights a week, you know, and that's the whole reason that we do this, is to educate and inform. And again, we're not going to, we've said this many, many times on the show, we're not the definite final answer. All we're trying to do is give you the idea so you can go ahead and do the homework, research, and you know, get energized, get awake at least to the fact that there's a lot more going on under your nose, right in front of you, right in front of you. I mean, blatantly. I mean, it's not even. I made this statement earlier to somebody today. I'm not really a conspiracy theorist because it's not a conspiracy any longer.
No,
it's not. It's done out in the open in broad daylight, and because we have been conditioned by our handlers and by the folks at Fox and by the folks at MSNBC and by the we got to be right, we've got to be left, we've got to be white, we've got to be black, we've got to be Republican, we've got to be Democrat. All of these divisions that they placed in the middle of the fact that we're all getting together, communicating effectively and talking about these issues that are being used to screw us day in and day out.
Yeah, but people get caught up. They get wrapped up in their emotions, and they get wrapped up because here, this is how somebody like Hannity works, okay? And Chris Matthews were the same thing on the complete flip side.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, they come in and they grab a hold of something that you firmly do believe in. Hannity does it. Matthews does it. Anderson Cooper does it. Senior pretends they don't do it, but they do the exact same thing too. But what they do is, like with MSNBC, they grab onto a social issue that you really firmly believe in. So if you believe in this social issue, we agree on this. Or with Hannity, I completely don't believe in taxes, and I believe in the Constitution and yada, yada, yada. So you've heard me say those things, so you now identify with me. And so I'm going to say something else, and you're going to attribute that to what you already believe in. And you're going to keep adopting these crazy, crazy, and crazier beliefs. So the next thing you know, you don't really know what you believe. You know that, for an example of Hannity, okay, he's a big advocate of he's a Christian, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian. And he gets on there and says, my version of peace is blowing people to smithereens. Mm-hmm. That, not me.
Yeah, that's not.
No, that's the complete opposite of what I think. I think he's an idiot. I think he's an idiot.
Yeah, that's not.
I think he's a hypocrite and an idiot. That's what I think. Because you know what? Christianity doesn't teach blowing people to smithereens. But that's, you know, but people identify that. It's what happened under Bush.
And Christianity has, or people working under the guise of Christianity, you know, the heading of Christianity, have blown a lot of people's smithereens over the years.
And I don't know, you know, I think so many people.
Hitler was a Christian too, wasn't he?
Well, that's what, yeah, so they say. But, and here's the thing, like with Obama, and Fox News and Republicans have such a crazy conspiracy nut job filled day with Obama. And they all want to say, well, it's because he's black and yada, yada, yada. That really wasn't. It was because of he had a funny name. That's where they got it from, because we just came off the 8 years of Bush and Osama bin Laden, Obama. Oh, they rhyme. Oh, you can narrow me down this little hallway of fear, which is what they done with him. And listen, Obama's no better than anybody else. Please do not think anything I'm saying is endorsement.
He is doing the job that his American government handlers, the 1% that put him there, is supposed to do. Making the right votes and making sure that
he's a PR guy. He's a PR guy for the machine.
Absolutely. He's a TV star, a spokesperson.
I tell you what, that leads me to this. This made this come to mind. I know most Americans aren't aware of this probably, and if you are aware of it, you probably don't care, and I can't pretend that I'm the most knowledgeable about this, but this week we are having the UK elections come up for a new prime minister, and inadvertently that can and will ultimately affect the United States in one way or another, and you're either going to have Labour and Party, and you're going to have Ed Miliband as the prime minister, or you're going to have David Cameron stay in where he's at. Ed Miliband, I know most of you don't care. It seems very Obama-ish right now, but it's only happened in the past couple of weeks. He went on the Truths with Russell Brand. And I give the guy
the man, the legend.
I give the guy credit, Miliband credit, for going to Russell Brand's house and appearing on a YouTube show. Like, that shows you where we're going in alternative media and independent media. Like, this is starting to become a factor. Like, we're not just going on the BBC. We're not just going on Sky News or CNN, Fox News, CNBC. Like, alternative media is becoming something to contend with. And for Miliband to do that, to me, that showed a victory. But at the same time, now you've got Brand. And I'm not hating on Brand for saying this. I kind of get it. It's not necessarily what I would say, but now he's telling everybody to vote Labour, and this is a guy that's never voted in his life. And that's kind of where we were in the United States in 2008. Well, you can't vote for McCain, which was true. I mean, you couldn't vote for McCain because he was a lunatic. But that leaves you the option of voting for Obama. And they want everybody to believe, well, these are your two choices. And what's Obama gotten us? No, it has not worked out for us one at all.
I believe the Seinfeld term was Buptus.
Yeah, right, okay. Exactly. So that's where England's headed right now. But, you know, I know most Americans and most of our listeners out there, you listening, you probably don't care about what's going on in England. But you should be more awake and conscious to international issues, and I should bring myself to be more involved. But when David Cameron got elected, I was way more involved, William Hague, and I was more really, really into that election. Stayed up all night. I'll probably stay up all night for this one just because I like the theater of it. But
you know, you're a nerd like that.
Yeah, I am.
All right. I guess we get into talk about the 800-pound elephant in the room. Baltimore, unfortunately, I had to miss Thursday's episode, and the conversation that you had then, but since then, we now have a greatly different outcome than we all anticipated, at least for the moment.
Well, me and Justin King, great editor for Anti-Media and Fifth Column, spoke. We were under the assumption that there was going to be no indictment. I mean, they had just broke right before we got on the air last Thursday that the police department had cleared themselves.
Cleared themselves?
Well,
funny how that works.
Yeah. Hitler cleared himself too, and I brought that up. Yeah,
I clear myself every day.
Exactly. But I mean, no,
you are forgiven. You know.
Yeah, we definitely did not expect what happened, and six officers were indicted.
Now, to what degree or how far justice is going to follow this situation through? And I'm not asking for a witch hunt. I'm asking for fair justice.
That's me.
But unfortunately, we've already, the American public, have gotten to see a little bit too much of the evidence right before the case is going to
happen. And I know this isn't going to be a popular opinion, because I know there's so many people that get really involved in these emotional issues and say, we'll go out, you know. And you know what? The six people being charged with murder, I think that's appropriate. I do, because I think there's six people that were there that were implicated. I don't personally think six people murdered this guy. You know, so for me, whether you're,
there are other charges other than the actual murder.
Right, right. I'm not saying all six people shouldn't be convicted of something. I'm not saying all six people should be convicted of you killed some guy.
Well, but at the same time, there's other charges that go along with not necessarily the murder, but covering up the murder.
And that's nailed it. Ding, ding, ding.
We talked about this on air.
I agree with you completely.
When this story first broke, we were on top of this long before this became the riots and so on and so forth. And the first observation we made was, okay, well, there's a lot of really nasty, nasty, nasty going on here. What's really at the bottom of this? And now that we know what's at the bottom of this, it's way nastier than we could ever believe. And it was pretty nasty at first glance. Let's go ahead and get that straight.
Well, everything's been so convoluted. It's like you've got this idiot mayor involved, and they're playing politics. You've got everybody's playing politics. And are you ever going to know what really, like, all I seek, okay, cop, not cop, black, white, I don't care. Again, I stress this, we're all human beings, despite the fact you got some neat little job and you took 6 months of training, congratulations, you're still a human, don't kill people.
Shiny badge, yeah.
Right. Black, white, whatever, we're all this part of the same race, period. So, I don't care that these people want to play politics. I don't care about any of that. I really want to see justice carried out. Now, if not all six of these officers were involved, I don't want to see all six of these officers convicted. That being said, the officers that did do this and were involved in this, we're not going to see another. I don't want to see another murderer been given a free pass either.
Well, and you know, going back to the whole, you know,
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Fact that this is all politics being played. You know, another important important figure we need to throw out there is the fact that the city of Baltimore, since late 2011 up until last year, and this is not including the brand new lawsuit that I'm sure the Gray family is going to file once it's all said and done and the dust settles. Over almost $6 million since 2011, 2014. We all know, and we've all kind of seen, you know, the backstory about what Baltimore's turned into, and the fact that in some parts, especially the part that this situation took place in, is almost a shanty town. I mean, you know, really. Damn near a borderline third world country situation going on in Baltimore in these inner-city neighborhoods. And we don't have to look any further than HBO and their show The Wire to see that, which, you know.
Homicide was another show back in the day.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, it's almost, you know, a part of the American media lexicon that Baltimore is a damn near third world country in the inner-city ghetto. Which is exactly where this at.
And the one place you hear shoved down your throat is Detroit, but Baltimore has been much more subconscious. But it has been, and exactly what you're saying, The Wire.
And at least Detroit is trying to be proactive here recently as far as trying to rebuild their city. Baltimore's, you know, they're going to kind of do their thing, and they have kind of let this situation persist.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to go ahead and bring on a call real quick. If anybody wants to call in tonight, area code 718-717-8296. Again, that's area code 718-717-8296. Manny, how you doing?
What's up there, Brother Gibb, Brother Shannon over there?
Manny, you know, how you doing, brother?
We were talking about you earlier, Manny.
Oh, yeah, well, getting ready to hit Monsanto. Sacramento on the 21st Woodland, their headquarters, and then coming down to San Diego, and then back to L.A., you know. So the big monster, you know, Monsanto.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff. So just they're terrorists, you know, no doubt about it. So,
yeah,
know,
end of the month. Great point. End of the month, March against Monsanto. It's coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
You're here.
So you'll be hearing a lot. I'll be up there in the field a lot and all that, you know. But throwing a little bit of the whole picture on, you know, the attorney general, I feel bad for her. She's a woman. She's black. And also feel bad for the mayor, because I think the mayor has been manipulated, because the bottom line is I think they set up women for failure, especially women of color. I mean, let's face it. The system,
absolutely.
You know, the system is just, I really feel for the mayor, too, because I don't think that, She's got her hat tied as far as I'm concerned. I don't think, like, for instance, when she vetoed the cameras, I'm thinking, you know what? She's vetoing the cameras because they're not going to do any good and stuff like that. She's probably outraged herself about, you know, black people and Latino people being killed, whatever, you know, stuff like that. And so,
but Manny, we talked a bit. I hate to cut you off. We talked a bit this last Thursday with the mayor, and you know, I'm super huge on personal responsibility. And I'm not saying she didn't get sold out on this or whatever, and she didn't get steered in the wrong direction or got balled off by the fraternal order police. But in December, this lady vetoed the bill that was presented in front of her that was passed almost unanimously from the Baltimore City Council
to have body cams, yeah.
For the body cams. And she is spewing all this political rhetoric of saying, no, we want body cams. We want body cams. But she vetoed the bill that would have allowed that to happen. Now, and that's why I don't like ever saying, well, it's because of this, because of that. Look at one person's own personal decisions. She brought that upon herself. That's foolish.
Oh, yeah. But I also think that maybe she might have been pushed into it. You know how
that's
it is.
Absolutely,
I mean,
true. But that happens with men or women. People are bought and sold every day. No matter your gender or race.
Yeah, that's true. And one thing about the attorney general, it's all like that, I can feel even worse for her, because all of a sudden I feel like she's being threatened. Okay, do you do this with the, you know, police unions? Your husband happens to be in the city council and all that. I think that's like a threat, dude. It's like, wow, really? You know, come on. You know, let the sister do her job, you know, and stuff like that. So,
right, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. I think that, like you said, I think the attorney general and the mayor, to me, they're in two different positions. I think the mayor sold her community out. For what reason? We don't know. We weren't there. We don't know what went on behind closed doors, but we have seen the result.
And
now she's kind of rich.
Right. And I don't have a lot of respect for her, because you know what? If she believed in what she said, she would have signed that bill and we wouldn't be here today, because we would know. And you know what? To defend the cops, we would know. Like, that would be on tape. We would know those cops didn't kill him, or it would be on tape, and we would know those cops did kill him.
Because, you know, and I got to jump in here for a second, because the body cams are not just for the citizens, not just to tell on the police. They're there also, from a litigation standpoint, to back up a policeman, a honest policeman who went through a situation.
Right.
That is in question, to back their story up 100%.
If I was a cop and I was not a horrible person, I would want a body cam.
It makes no sense for a mayor, from a liability standpoint, for your administration, for the town that you've been chosen to elect, to step back from a decision to shore up the fact that we're going to get the whole truth in every single situation, because we have video with that we can read.
And that's the thing that's absolutely incredible, is body cams should be there to protect police officers. If you're okay, let's just say, for instance, okay, I'm Darren Wilson, and we got Michael Brown.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah.
Okay, so Darren Wilson's been demonized, and more than likely, rightfully so. But let's just say I'm Darren Wilson, and I've got a body camera on me, okay? And the world wants to come at me and say I murdered this kid. Well, if I've got a body camera on, I can prove what happened. I didn't murder anybody. This guy was coming at me legitimately, and I defended myself. If I'm an honest cop, I want that body camera on me.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want to be convicted for murder, and I don't want to be demonized. I can say, look, this is what happened. But if I'm out there with some big head that's out of control, and I don't want to be held accountable, I don't want that body camera. And anybody that tells you they don't want that body camera is not a public servant, and they shouldn't even be allowed. And that's how I feel about the mayor of Baltimore. She vetoed that bill. She's not a public servant, so I don't care what happens to her. Screw her and screw her reputation.
Yeah. You know what I think? I want to go one step further on the cameras. Like, for instance, a good cop, you know, like you guys have been saying, shouldn't even be afraid of me filming them. You know, like, say, for 10 feet far, filming them do their job. You know, if I was an honest cop, go ahead and film me all you want on your phone. You know?
Exactly. You said.
And there are plenty of anecdotes on YouTube. You go check out YouTube right now where cops who had walked into a situation who saw a camera shoved in their face and did their job and also made the correct decisions and were informed enough and knew the law enough to where they could demonstrate that, yes, I am that police officer. I'm not Darren Wilson. I'm not one of the cops that, you know, however many cops are on Eric Garner trying to restrain him from selling loose cigarettes. I am an honest cop, and I wanted to see everybody to see the job that I do every day and how hard it is and how difficult it is. And because, you know, I don't want anybody to get it twisted. We're not here slamming police as a whole. I can support.
I slam the law. I'll say that.
But the person
is the person, right?
But there are a lot of good police officers that realize the situation that they're in, that see these other situations going on with the corrupt and bad cops around them, that know that if they say anything, and we can go on about that for another four shows about the other police that have here recently tried to whistleblow and have had rats thrown on their hood and have been threatening all sorts of things.
I don't have sympathy for a cop that don't want to be held accountable. I have zero sympathy for a cop that doesn't want to be held accountable.
But the cops that are fighting for this, those are the cops and those are the police that we need to be
fighting. But do you know how many times the whistleblowers that come out of these different precincts around.
And we're starting to find out why they're so few.
But here's the problem. They're
going to be ostracized.
They already have been. That's already been happening. And that's a problem that we have is the people. And we're not sitting here defending the laws. And we're not defending the system that they protect. We're defending the people, because I always go back to a person and the people. And you know what? You can, guess what, have a person that wears a badge and a uniform that's not a bad person. They may defend stupid laws and all that. That doesn't mean they're a bad person. This is the problem we've ran into, is when you do find that one person or multiple people that looks at a situation and says, mm-mm, this is not moral, this is not right, and I'm going to stand up for the right on this situation, those people have become the black sheep. They've been ostracized. They've been pulled out. They've been persecuted internally because they, quote-unquote, want to sell out or whatever you want to call it against their situation and their community and their brotherhood. And again, that goes so – everything – every internal conflict, every conflict goes back to what I stress on this show. Well, I'm a cop, and you're not a cop, so I'm going to defend the cop. Or I'm black, or I'm white, and I'm going to defend it. Sean Hannity. Well, look what them black, look, cops, look, whatever. I'm for the government. I'm against the government. Everybody. We're all the same race. We're all here on this planet as the same race.
Or better yet, the cop that comes in and defends a lot of these horrible things that the cops are doing by, well, I'm a cop and you don't understand how hard my job is. No, I.
It's like it's Animal House. We all went to some different fraternity, and we all divided ourselves up, and we're all just gonna.
And I totally
like bow up at each other.
I understand.
It's insane.
Police officers' jobs are, you know, the jobs that they willingly chose to have.
401 to 40.
I totally understand how hard their jobs are, but at the same time, that does not give you license to act like a horrible human being. Because you have a shiny badge and you think you have some...
But you're missing the point. Horrible human beings sign up for that job because they're horrible human beings, and that gets them off.
I never missed that point. We just ain't got to that point yet, homie.
Man. But I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of people saying it's this, that, and the other. Yeah. Well, it's because of this person. It's because of that person. They have a certain job or they have a certain skin color. My goodness, we're all part of the same human race. Like, for real. For real. We're all here together. Like, seriously, nobody's me, nobody's you, nobody's you, Shannon. We all live in ourselves.
Absolutely.
We may know somebody that has a similar experience for me, and I get that. And we may can relate to each other on that point, but you know what? Stop closing in and bowing up against somebody. Well, they want to come at me because of this. Oh, you're like me, so let's bow up together. Let's bow up together. And that's what's wrong with society. Everybody wants to divide. They want to put up fences. They want to put up walls. They want to put up labels.
And meanwhile, the people that you're putting up the fence with, you have no idea how sick and depraved they can be. And you're sitting here waving the banner for their cause.
The more closed off you get, the more depraved they become.
Absolutely.
Look at the Ku Klux Klan. They got their little internal circle, and we're going to put on some masks, and we're all going to be like this together. Sick, sick, sick individuals that want to do some horrible stuff. Everybody wants to live in these divisions. They want to. Everything's a game. Cops are a game. The government's a game. Everybody wants to be in a game.
Yeah.
We're all here. All we want is to be happy. We don't want to get hurt. We don't want our families to get hurt. Okay? Stop hurting people. I get that some people are disadvantaged across the board. Especially in certain parts, in third world countries, it's horrible. Guess what? There's money on this planet to help those people. But you know what? Greed gets involved in. Greed's so much a factor in this entire situation. It's just absolutely ludicrous. I'm going to go ahead and add another caller real quick to the show. Area code 205. Welcome to Anti-Media Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, man?
Doing good.
Hey, I want to talk about what went on in Mexico this weekend, man.
Let's do it.
Do it. Manny's the expert, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of big things going on right now down there, man, that a lot of people haven't been really keeping up with. But, like, it's like right when the riot started in Baltimore, they had a major I guess it was riots. I just saw the video on Facebook. They had like a major riot down in Mexico. I guess it was, I think it was on Sunday. And I guess it was the Congress building down there. And it had something to do with the missing 43. I don't know. I thought that was interesting because it happened around the same time that the Baltimore riots, and the U.S. media didn't report on it. I thought that was interesting, man.
Manny, so I'm willing to learn and willing to learn from your expert opinion. And I know what he's talking about, the 43 students in that situation and the riots. What is your take on all this?
Well, every 100 years, Mexico has been in a revolution. We're past due and stuff like that. Now, a lot of times there's been corruption and stuff like that, and a lot of students have been killed in the past and all that, but their government always said that it wasn't them. So it wasn't really, it was hard to see who it really was at the time. But this, for the first time, the reason this broke out is because for the first time, they know it was the government. No ifs, no buts, no nothing, you know, and stuff like that. They know for a fact, you know. And so with the 43 right now, they're not getting justice. So the good thing about in Mexico, they go after the government system. They're not you know, jumping on somebody's car and torching it and all that stuff. We don't play that game over there. You know, we go directly after the source, you know, and stuff like that. And so basically it came down to, you know, the cartel just basically blew up part of the Guadalajara down there. You know, they're having some problems with the cartels and stuff like that. But the 43 is just, they're disgusted about what's happened to them. It's been since September since they've been killed, and they still have no results, you know, and stuff like that. So people want to know. They want to know answers. They want to know. They want the government even to pay insurances. Okay, you know what? You killed my son. Now what? You know, and stuff like that. Not that the money's going to, you know, bring the sons back, but, you know, they want some type of accountability, stuff like that. I guess just like we want in Baltimore or anywhere else, you know.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, Manny, when you were talking about that, something came to mind, and very, very little experience with Mexico, but a little bit to know that, you know, in Mexico, it's government and cartels, and those are the two situations running it. And as an American, you can come and observe that and say, well, there's cartels running the show, and there's the government running the show, and they compete with each other. And Americans live in this ivory tower, and they say, oh, we're way better than that. But you know what? It's identical. What the United States is doing is identical to what Mexico is doing, except instead of calling it a cartel, you call it a corporation. And
exactly.
And it can be Monsanto, it can be Pfizer, it can be whoever. You can go down the list of corporations. It doesn't matter. But they're running their business the exact same way. And because I guess people wear suits in the United States, because let me tell you something. Anybody that wants to doubt the cartels have money, yeah, it ain't about money. They got the money, and that's why they're running the show. It's about that they built the tower somewhere, and so they got some tax inroad. And so that's viewed as okay. But it's the same gang mentality. It's the cartels and the corporations in the United States, and the government, the corporations, or the government of Mexico, and the cartels.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the things, well, I will say, you know, for the record, too, because facts are facts, you know, you can argue your opinions all day long, but not facts, you know, is, and I'm not saying that, you know, that's a good thing. I'm just saying basically a fact. People have died in this country, you know, have been harmed more by the, you know, legal cartels, according to the government here, and the cartels of Mexico, you know?
Oh, you said it. I mean, look at the prescription drug death rates right now. They're way, 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 way higher than illegal drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's okay because that's legal. Nobody cares because that's legal.
Well, and also, let's all remember our fallen heroes that have died from smoking marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Let's pay homage right now.
Hundreds of thousands of millions of people that have never died from smoking marijuana. So, go ahead.
My aunt, it's been a little over 10 years now. I mean, we could just, geez. I mean, we could all sit here and give 10 different reasons. My aunt passed away from cancer, and giving her a form of cannabis to relieve her pain. You know, it's just a sin. It's a sin. It's a sin that they don't allow it to be legal. But Pfizer gets to do what they want. We get OxyContin prescribed legal heroin. That's okay.
Yeah. Those patches. What is it? Fentanyl. What?
I'm not hip on the hardcore
drug lingo. So. But there is this, and we're having actually a wave of this here.
There's another one too in Birmingham,
Alabama.
There's another one too, and I can't get the name of it.
We're having a batch of heroin addicts that are used to buying their heroin. They're now being subjected to people coming up with
whatever.
I lost a sister-in-law 2 months ago to this. And she thought she was doing heroin, which is almost in my own.
But it was legal, Shannon.
Yeah, that was the legal prescription that she was able to illegally obtain was the thing that
there needs to be an awakening of the mind and an understanding of just going, okay, I get what's told outside. I get it. I get what these corporations are telling me, these commercials are telling me, these news media outlets.
We saw like eight of them. We were watching Fox for 15 minutes.
People need to realize that, you know what? This is about how I would want somebody to treat me and how I want to treat somebody else.
Yeah. Okay. You know what hospitals do in the United States? Their favorite drugs. There's two favorite drugs that I don't care what hospital you go to, they want to give you: morphine and codeine.
Absolutely.
Big business, man. Big business.
And well, don't get them hooked now, because then you're going to get addicted to that good feeling, and when you start coming off of it, and the pain that you're going through from the surgery is amplified because you're also coming off this hard medication.
Well, it's not even that hard medication. If you sprain an ankle and you don't really need surgery and you don't really need to go in for that, you can still go into the hospital. They're going to charge you $6,000 because you had an overnight visit in the hospital.
Yeah.
And you got put on these medicines.
They have to run all those tests. That's why.
Right. And... and then they're all like, "Well, but oh,
did I touch a nerve?" Yeah,
man. And they're all like, "Obamacare fixed it. Obama came in; he cared." Oh, health insurance. All Obama did, period, was make it a law that you buy health insurance. That was it.
Again, though, but look,
he fed into the corporation. No, he claimed to be against.
That was the down version of Obamacare, the one that got issued. But he put his name all over it. It's still his fault. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my gosh!
But that right there was a joint effort, multilateral, Republicans and Democrats hand in hand with a lot of pork in that bill. Let's go and get that straight right now.
Well, you know.
He brought up cancer, by the way, and I want to mention something about cancer that you just mentioned right now. I got friends that are being saved in Tijuana, Mexico, and it's called the Contreras Clinic. But a lot of people in the United States, they call it Hope for Cancer. Steve McQueen died in Tijuana because he didn't believe that it could save him. But then when he found out that it was saving a lot of people, it was too late for him. Now, people say, well, it's not approved by the FDA. Everything that's approved from the FDA is politics here. You know, if somebody can be saved, they should go. You know,
Manny, you're wrong. You're so wrong. Marijuana is not approved by the FDA. Nobody dies. Oxycontin's approved by the FDA, and thousands die every year. So the FDA cares about you. Yeah. It's not about money. It's not about anything. The FDA loves you. Oxycontin for life.
That's keeping it real.
Good grief. Have they become this brainwashed? Like, can they not look past what's going on? Oh my God, there is a poll right now breaking, completely opposite of what we're talking about. 74% of the country, at least according to Fox News, says they'd vote for Marco Rubio for president.
Bill O'Reilly says 74%. Put it on the UP wire right now.
Just for the record, tomorrow there's going to be a story about Marco Rubio on the antimedia.org that's going to explain to you how he's making money off of the drug war and how he's making money off of private prisons, and he is literally a thug. Oh, you can't say that word. Marco Rubio is a thug.
Yeah. Yeah, sure is.
Keeping it real right there. We're keeping it real tonight. We really are. This is a lot of keeping it real. This is like an hour long of keeping it real.
Well.
With two fingers up. Middle fingers, I might add.
Well, if Marco Rubio gets elected, I think you guys better, go with me to Acapulco, man. Seriously.
No kidding. Jeez. And nobody gets that about that guy. They think, and that's the thing that I keep telling people, all the time, over. You've heard me, Manny, over and over and over. I don't care where you're from. I don't care what skin color you are. I don't care what language you speak. You're just a human. It's all up to what you do as a human. Marco Rubio, congratulations. He has a darker tint of skin than I do. Scumbag. I got no need for that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm running away. He's never going to get elected, by the way. I don't think he's ever, ever, ever going to get elected. Nick believes different, Manny. Nick believes he will get elected. He thinks he's the Trojan horse.
Don't say that.
That's what Nick thinks. He thinks he's the Trojan horse that's going to come in and screw everything up from the other angle. and the Republicans are going to get him in because, you know, of his Hispanic descent. But I don't, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the guy's too stupid. But at the same time, I thought Obama was too stupid, and they got him elected. So what do I know?
Well, I mean, you know, at the same time, and we're going to get really salacious here for the last few minutes of our show. Who do y'all really think is going to be the next person to take the dark throne? Manny, what's your opinion?
What was the question again?
Who do you think is going to take the dark throne? Who do you think is going to be our next United States president? Not who do you want to be, but who do you really, honestly, knowing that the election is rigged from the moment go, who do you think is going to be our next American president?
To be honest with you, because of the way the system is, I think Jeb Bush, because, you know, he's been tied to the CIA.
I've been saying that the whole time.
That's unanimous. Yeah.
I hate it. I absolutely hate it. That makes me more disgusted than any other candidate.
You speak the devil's name, and he appears in front of me.
I wish you'd cut this off, man. This is horrible.
This is really demonic.
I want y'all to know this out in radio land. SM makes me watch Fox News while we do this.
Because it gets me riled up. Are you kidding? Why wouldn't you want
to
do that?
We have to watch it with the sound off, and it's even actually creepier.
Oh, it makes me more mad. It makes me just as mad at the sound off.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you want to watch?
It's like my rapist uncle is standing in the corner. Why wouldn't, waiting for me to go to sleep.
For Fox. MSNBC is stupid, and they lie. And it's ridiculous, but it's so boring. It's just like, oh, we get it. We don't care. You're just yawn, yawn, yawn. You're just idiot. There's no need for anything you're doing.
Yeah.
Fox News, God bless them, they're just stab you in the throat with some lies. They're just as salacious and ridiculous as they can be. And they just, it's like professional wrestling. I love it. I love to watch it. Of course, they're all wrong and they're all idiots and I hate them, but you get what I'm saying. It's theater.
Fox is like the Jerry Springer Show, man, if you will.
Yes! You said
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
All right. Well, we're about to get off the air here, so I tell you what, I'm going to start with you, Manny. Any parting words for the show tonight?
Any what?
Any parting words for the show this evening?
Just want to basically, send a shout-out to activists out there that are doing some good things and keep doing some good things out there. And the activists are just trying to discredit the good activists. It's time for you just to go home. If you're not going to help, just get out of the way and let the other people that are really passionate about it in their heart and everything. And I'm going on 30 years on my birthday, June 25th. It'll be 30 years as an activist, and I'll be 55.
Have a good night. Congrats, you too. Man. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Manny. Always bringing some wisdom to the show that I cannot impart to the listener myself. All right, 205.
All I want to say is, like I was talking about earlier, man, and I kind of agree with what Manny says, man, about like the revolutions in Mexico. I really think people need to pay attention of what's going on in the Southwest and in that region, man. I really think people really need to pay attention to what's going on down there. And I really think people need to pay attention to what's going on, man.
No, I understand. Wait. Mexico is a third world country. We have no issue with them whatsoever. There is no reason that we need to be involved with that. Wait a minute. They're not our neighbors. They are our neighbors. I might remind myself that. Yeah.
There's a lot of corporate businessmen where they just open up the oil fields down there to a lot of international companies that would say different, man. That's all I'm saying. But that's just how I feel, man. I mean, I just think people need to pay attention to what's going on down there, man.
Absolutely.
So, quick question. Don't want to get into this too deep. This is for an entire another show. We got just a couple minutes left. Do you think this ties into Jade Helm at all?
What's that? Personally, part of me, there's a lot of theories going around right now about Jade Helm, and there's a ton, man. It's like there's a major drought right now going on in the Southwest, and there's a possibility that the U.S. military, that the U.S. government is preparing for worst-case scenario, that they're preparing for something going on major in the Southwest. Or it could be tied in, like it could be tied in to maybe some organized crime. I'm not sure. There's just way too many theories surrounding Jade Helm.
I do have to add really quick, though, because and Manny just got off air. I kind of wish he was still on the air. Manny has actually brought up the fact that there is a lot of United States military, a lot of weaponry is going into Mexico right now. And the military is not even being quiet about it. They're going straight down the state-run interstates with this equipment. So, you know, even though, you know, some people I would kind of temper with this, that, and the other, I've already heard chitter chatter about some stuff going on down in Mexico. And yeah, this kind of backs us up. It really does.
Well, this is all I can say is what happened this weekend in Jalisco. You had some people have got to get out of their minds that the cartels are just these, you know, street thug criminals. No, they shot down a military airplane this weekend with an RPG, with a rocket launcher. The cartels are powerful, man. They got a lot of funding. If they wanted to, man, they could start a revolution down there. I mean, they could if they wanted to, man. They could overthrow the government, man. I mean, people. That's what I'm saying, man. It's critical down there right now. I mean, think about it. Since 2006, over 150,000 people have died in Mexico. There was one year where you had more people died in Mexico than in the Middle East. People have got to pay attention.
Wow. And that's our neighbors. That is our neighbors. That is the people that live right next to us.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, those brown people that we, you know, try to do what we can to sweep out of our
area. Yeah. Let's put up a fence
yeah,
about it.
Or a wall.
We need
a
fence.
Build it.
I'm going to need a fence and a wall. Oh. But I tell you what, thank you so much for the call tonight. Absolutely fantastic points. Hope you call in again.
Yeah, that's kind of a little bit of a harbinger because we've actually had some discussion. And I'm not, you know, we're a little bit of a teaser, I guess, for what we have coming up. But, yeah, that kind of ties into some stuff that we've been talking about amongst ourselves in the research that we've done. And there is something serious going on in Mexico.
Something is.
Manny has brought it up to Manny actually kind of brought
the
it up.
The interconnections make me wonder. I agree with that.
We're wondering really hard, and there's a lot more chatter, and there's a lot more people. There is a lot more people saying that there's nothing to worry about, and that's what worries me the most.
Well, I can honestly say I don't know. I can steer people to Justin King's column for AntoMedia.org and the Fifth Column News about Jade Helm, and that's kind of where I got kind of like, it's nothing going on. You keep hearing about it. I don't know. And we keep hearing about it.
And this show is all about investigating.
That is. I agree.
So it's a hot topic. We're going to look into it. If there's something there, we'll see what happens. More to come.
I completely agree with that. But I tell you what, we've got just a couple minutes to go. And I'm going to go ahead and do this. I've done it before, but I'm going to start doing this at the end of every episode. I'm going to issue a challenge to Sean Hannity to come on our show. Sean Hannity, you're going to be the next guest on Anti-Media Radio, so we'll see you next. We'll see you this Thursday, and we can talk about some of the stuff that you talk about. And you know what? After we talk to Sean Hannity, we can talk to Bill O'Reilly. We can talk to Chris Matthews. We can talk to Rachel Maddow. We can talk to Andrew Cooper. We can talk to Wolf Blitzer. We can talk to all these people. But right now, let's get Hannity on the air.
Yeah.
So we'll see you on Thursday, Hannity.
You bitch.
Anti-Media Radio out.
I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.